Dylan Ferrandis, nice. Nice work today. Got a win again. That first moto, I mean, that is a riding clinic. You had to been so happy with that. It looked easy.
Yeah, it was easy. And what is weird is, like, it was not familiar for me. It surprised me to be all short and leading every lap, no fighting with other rider. Like, it's not me. Like,
what's going on?
Yeah, normally, I'm in the back fighting with the guy that charged really hard. So was a really easy moto compared to you normally. And I saved a lot of energy for that moto too, and that was good. Everything was pretty clean in this moto.
Second moto, your bike started smoking early. I don't know. I heard you talk before. Did you know it was doing that?
I didn't see the smoke, but yeah, my team really early in the moto, they put me smoke on the pit board, so I was aware of it. But yeah, like I said, Eli was putting so much pressure on me, and I really don't want to let him by. And Ken was out front, so I was trying the best I can to fight with Eli, but it was really, really strong during this moto. So at some point I made a mistake, he passed me, and then I could find a flow and get back on Ken. And a small tip over, small crash with a lot.
Oh, you did? I missed that part, okay.
A lap rider in front of me, and I kind of made a small mistake and crashed. So I didn't lose that much of time, but enough to make the gap between Ken and I. And then I was charging to try to pass him, and I was coming back pretty fast, and but the team really, every lap they were like, slow down, save the bike. So I kind of, two laps to go, I gave up, and I said, okay, I still get the overall for sure for the championship. It's a 4-point delta between Ken and I, but I mean, yeah, we never had this situation before with the 450, so we don't know how much the engine can handle without water in the
radiator.
Yeah, so I think they didn't want to take some risk. We still grabbed the overall, so that's the most important.
As yourself, with your out there, like, okay, Eli, hey, you got to give it to him. He's on another level, right? Are you doing the math in your head and being like, hey, I got the overall? Are you thinking about that?
No. I just want to pass the guy in front of me. I saw that Eli was faster, and I was like, okay, he's gonna win the moto. I'm gonna be second. I wanted to be second, and then Ken was there, so it was another motivation for me to try to beat Ken, because in championship is my first rival. So the goal was really to try, but like I said, the bike didn't allow me to push further.
This isn't Lomo, this isn't Vulcan Swat, anything like it. It's the best that American Series has for sand. What do you think about this kind of place? It's a hard base than what you see in GPs, but do you like it?
If I like it, yeah, for sure. Every like in America, they're more fun than Lomel or Europe or Valkenswald, that's for sure. But I was surprised with the rain we had last night. I was like, okay, maybe it's going to be more sand than normal. And surprisingly, it was more outpacked than usual. And in practice, I set up my bike for kind of Lomel condition. And it was just bad. I was struggling bad in practice. So we came back for more on Red Bud setup and was fine for the boss moto. And I was surprised. It was really, really outpacked. And the berms, they were muddy, but the base was outpacked. So kind of hard to ride. I think a lot of riders struggled today. But, I mean, it's still, like, this track is badass. It's one of the best of the series, and I really enjoyed this condition. For sure, if we had more sand condition, I would like it. But, I mean, it's good.
Nice job today. Thank you for doing this. Thanks for coming on the Pulp Show, too, last week. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.